A group of seven Alaska Native corporations and associations are accusing the Alaska Energy Authority of trespassing as the agency does preliminary study work on the Susitna-Wautana Dam project. KTNA's Philip Manning has the story.
The concerns are laid out in a letter addressed to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, who is in charge of licensing projects like the proposed 735-foot-high dam. The Alaska Energy Authority, or AEA, is currently conducting 58 studies to gauge the environmental impact and viability of the Susitna-Wautana Dam. According to the letter signed by representatives of the Cook Inlet Region Native Landowner Working Group, 39 of the 58 projects will require the use of native-owned land. The working group expressed concerns over trespassing by AEA contractors on native land in both 2012 and 2013. According to the letter, two helipads were constructed without permits on land belonging to Kinnikotnu Incorporated earlier this year, while efforts were still being made to reconcile trespassing issues from 2012. Robert Baller, board coordinator for the Chickaloon Moose Creek Native Association, says there have been trespass issues on lands belonging to the corporation, but that it seems like resolution is on the way. Ethan Schutt, a senior vice president at CERI, says that the joint letter expresses the concerns of the whole group and that he was not willing to speak on behalf of all seven Alaska Native corporations. He says that the working group is currently working with AEA to arrange a face-to-face meeting. Emily Ford, a spokesperson for AEA, acknowledges that the helipads were cleared on Kinnikotnu Village Corporation land and says that AEA is taking the matter seriously.
AEA has made direct changes to avoid these issues moving forward. There has been some staffing changes, some personnel changes made, and we have implemented some steps to increase accountability within the project team and to make sure that there is robust documentation of land ownership status and all necessary permits.
Ford says AEA believes it has a good safety structure and that the problem is poor communication of the existing policies to groups who are not part of the field teams. The members of the Native Corporation's working group have not issued permits for AEA studies to be conducted on their land this year. Ford explains how AEA is proceeding with this year's research.
We have all of the necessary permits to execute this year's field season outside of CERI and Cook Inlet Village Corporation lands, and we look forward to engaging with the landowners to develop a successful framework for future permitting. At this time, the project does remain on schedule.
At this time, both sides say the process is ongoing. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has not made a public response to the working group's letter. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.